North Korea's on one ministry's radar, and another group has big plans for Japan. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the next few minutes, we'll get all the latest updates. Plus, we'll find out how God is redeeming the victims of human trafficking. First, North Korea is easily the world's most reclusive, hostile nation. And right now, all eyes are on them for a cyber attack on South Korea and a nuclear bomb test. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein found his heart breaking for the people there.
It's because God loves these people and he wants them to be saved. And, you know, when I was there both times, I just saw multitudes and multitudes of people without hope.
So Klein went on a private vision tour into Pyongyang, and what he saw confirmed to him it's time to start laying a prayer foundation.
I did find people that were open to the gospel when I was inside North Korea. Both trips, people were open, people were asking questions. And so that gives me hope that God is at work, even in this country that looks like it's so hard and so closed, that the Holy Spirit is at work.
That's it? Just prayer? Well, Klein says it's enough. For now,
I think if we really pray and really ask God, Lord, show us how. What's the strategy? How do we reach North Korea? We know that no country is beyond God's reach.
And just like North Korea, the Middle East is a hotbed of Christian persecution. Whether tomorrow's peace talks bring stability to the region or not, Sat7 isn't stopping what they're doing. See, Sat7's a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. And according to Sat7 leadership, Christians have a bigger platform and can reach more of their neighbors thanks to new technology. Did you know that $10 reaches 10 viewers with the hope of Christ? More on this opportunity at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's not easy reaching the Japanese for Christ. According to Asian Access, Japan is some of the toughest spiritual ground around. But that was before the triple disaster of 2011. And now, hearts have been softened and many are ready to hear the good news of Jesus. But in order to reach him, Asian Access is investing $500,000 in planting churches and training pastors. Would you pray that many Japanese would come to know Christ as their Savior? You know, we're talking about provision. And God can provide in any instance. For example, yesterday we talked about Operation Mobilization's Freedom Climb and how it's helping to end modern-day slavery. Funds have come in, but how are they put into action? Tina Yeager explains development programs are preventing slavery and rescuing and restoring those who've been trafficked.
Self-help groups are actually teaching them about their rights and their values and that they're made in the image of Christ and giving them dignity and giving them just self-worth, realizing their value, and then helping them with planning for where do we go from here.
Thousands of women and children have been saved from slavery. The work to get these results hasn't been easy, but
we allow ourselves to be broken and exhausted and stretched to these kind of limits. God is able to come in and do this incredible work in us as we're doing something for someone else.
And finally, God's been using David Cross for some incredible work. For years, Cross has been passionate about sharing the gospel with Muslims and Arabs. Then one day, an Iranian couple seeking asylum in the United States began attending the church. David Cross with Pioneer says,
naturally, I gravitated to them hearing that we had Muslims that were visiting our church.
Cross and his wife offered to lead the couple in a discovery Bible study, something that Cross had learned while at Pioneers.
So we started studying scripture twice a week, my family and their family, and walked through from creation through Christ to really illustrate who he was.
The couple came to Christ, but God's work with them didn't end there. Passionate about their new faith, the couple shared the Bible study with friends and family across the globe.
We've seen about a dozen people come to faith in the past 6 to 8 months in the 10 different Bible studies start.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.